السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Barakat Sahaba, voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this beautiful Tuesday morning, the 11th of November 2025, corresponding with the 20th of Jumadul Ula 1447. يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا أهداه الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala increase you in your knowledge, bless you and Afa with Afiyat. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم and Appa. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician, brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 20th of Jumad al Ula 1447 in Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara, Masjid al Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, and 95% of the cities and countries of the world. Alhamdulillah. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 58, Surah Mujadala, the debate discussion, verses number 18, 19 and 20. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Jalla goes on and highlights that these munafiqin and hypocrites who only paid lip service to Islam, but their hearts were devoid of the true iman, faith and conviction. So tomorrow on the day of justice also they will try all their tricks. And what will happen then? So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is informing us. Chapter number 58 and verse number 18. Yawma, on that day of Qiyamah. Why Qiyamah? Because the people will be standing up wherever they are buried or wherever they were cremated, or if the bodies were not retrieved there in the ocean, in the sea, river or dam, so wherever they are, they will be standing up. Yawm al-Din, the day of justice. Yawm al-Hasra, the day of regret and remorse. Yawm al-Taghabun, people will come to know who the real losers are. So various names given for the day of justice. Why? Because people must realize Yawm al-Hisab, that is the day of reckoning. يوم يبعثهم الله جميعا. On that day, Almighty Allah will resurrect everybody and everything, whether it is human beings from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, right to the last baby to be born, and then the animal kingdom, then the reptiles, and then every other creation, what we know, we don't know. Everybody will be questioned and so forth. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. And everybody will come individually. As mentioned there in chapter 19, Surah Maryam, right in the ending. يَوْمَ يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا. So the day of resurrection, Almighty Allah will resurrect and assemble everybody. فَيَحْلِفُونَ لَهُ فَتَعْقِيبٌ. And subsequently, they, the hypocrites, will take big, big oaths, lahu, for him, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, that we were the true believers, we read Salat, we kept fast, and we were already participating here and there and giving advices in the battlefield. Kama yahlifuna lakum, they will take oath in front of Allah, as they are taking oaths now in front of you, and they get away with impunity. That is what they think. وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ. And they start thinking that they are onto something, meaning we might escape. So let us try this route. But Almighty Allah will shut their mouths and seal their mouths. If you read Surah Yasin already, very good. If you haven't read Surah Yasin, make it part of your routine daily. Before Fajr, after Fajr Salat, you read Surah Yasin. So whether in the masjid, whether at home, but read it every member of the family. Why? They all Almighty Allah. And why the hadith teaches us in Sunan al-Darimi? So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qara'a Yasin fi sadri al-nahar. Whosoever reads Surah Yasin in the beginning of the day, قُدِيَتْ حَوَائِجُهُ. So that person's needs will be fulfilled for that day, you see that. So we should make this part and parcel of our routine. And then in Surah Yasin we find, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَائِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. So that day, the day of justice, the day of reckoning, we will seal their mouths. So they won't be able to speak with their tongue. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ. Their hands will speak to us. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Their feet will bear testimony. Against them, whatever they did and perpetrated and committed the vices and sins. Surah Yasin, chapter number 36, verse 65. So there it is enshrined clearly in the Noble Quran. They think they are onto something, but the lumps will give testimony against them. The land and the sand will give testimony and bear witness against them. Chapter 99, Surah Zilzal. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. And the world and the entire creation will be experiencing. Remember the earth tremors and the earthquakes and everything falling apart and perishing. That human being will see that the land and sand is taking out all its burdens. He'll ask, what is happening? يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Chapter 99, the beginning. And that the land and sand will speak, because Almighty Allah gave it that inspiration, motivation. So yeah, when you translate wahi for non-anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, then you translate it as inspiration. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. Allah Ta'ala sent inspiration to the bee. So remember that there you won't translate it as revelation, you will translate it as inspiration. Draw that distinction. Thereafter, Kiram and Katibin, the angels will come with the book of deeds, everything recorded. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. The non-Muslim, the munafiqeen will say, what is wrong with this book? It did not omit any sin. The major sin or the minor sin, everything is recorded therein, you see. And all their actions and vices, they will see is hadir, it is written there. And it is recorded there, وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah Jalla Wala does not oppress any person, any creation. Allah Jalla Wala is Arhamur Rahimeen. Every law of His, remember, has compassion and mercy. It is me and you who want to take advantage. Chapter 18, Suratul Kahf, and verse number 49. So there Almighty Allah has mentioned this. Now when the evidence is overwhelming, so what Allah says? Allah, behold, pay attention. Innahum humul kathibun. They are the liars, the big, big liars. And then Almighty Allah will humiliate them even further. The Quran Sharif is not a book of just information and history to tell you what happened in the past or something. It's a book which is our constitution. Are we living according to that? Does this verse apply to me, to you? So see, today the Ummah by and large, 11 months of the year, they got no time for the Quran Sharif. They got no time to make Zikrullah. They got no time to do this here. So what happens when a person is so engrossed in this worldly pursuits and careers? Person is so engrossed in his or her business factory and warehouse and farm and so forth. Istahwadha alayhimu shaitan. The Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer, has gained ascendancy, has surrounded that person. And then when Shaitan gets hold of them, they're addicted now to wine, dine and swine. They're addicted to the TV and the phones. They're addicted to the movies and they're addicted to pornography. Allah protect us all. So istahwadha alayhimu shaitan. So Satan, Shaitan got the better of them, ascendancy on them. And then the result of it, فَأَتَاقِبْ هَنْ subsequently, فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ. Almighty Allah makes them forget. We must remember the remembrance of Allah. See, it's Fajr time. What Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. You must establish the salat. For my remembrance, so salat itself, namaz, prayer itself, 5 times a day is also zikr. The greater zikr is tilawatul Qur'an. When last did you complete the Qur'an Sharif? See, 90%, 80% of this ummah can't remember, maybe last year Ramadan. And when did we read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa Allahu Akbar, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called us al-baqiyatu salihat, la yadurruka bi-ayyihinna bada'ta. Any word you can read first, anyone you can read last. These are the actions that in the speech and zikr that will continue and it will be there in your bank balance if the year after. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Hadith Sharif in Mishkat Sharif, what Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, afdalu zikri la ilaha illallah. The best zikr is, remember, la ilaha illallah. Wa afdalu du'a, alhamdulillah. And the best du'a is, alhamdulillah. So therefore, when we make du'a, start with alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Then salawat, durood sharif, salutations. Zikrullah, in the zikr we make, zikr lisani with our tongue and so forth, read abundantly, la ilaha illallah. Durood sharif, salawat, upon Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhirin, istighfar. So all this, we must make time for it, remember that. When you study the entire Quran Sharif, 6,236 verses, you won't find in any one of the 114 chapters, Allah Ta'ala used the word kathira, but only for zikrullah, for remembrance of Allah. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. Those men and women who remember Almighty Allah abundantly, profusely. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Ey iman walo, O you who believe, remember Allah Jalla wala abundantly, profusely. And Almighty Allah, Jummah time. We went for Friday prayer, the men, and then we came back. So what must you do? فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَبَتَهُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Go to your shop, go to your farm, go to your business, and look and search for that halal income. But not so engrossed you are that you forget, even in your shop, even in your job, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you will be successful. A beautiful hadith in Ibn Majah. This morning you woke your wife up. Oh, poppy, darling, sweetheart, wake up 3 o'clock, 3:15. So now we must read tahajjud salah, 2 rakats we can read. So she wakes the hubby up, he's fast asleep. So when husband, wife wake one another up, Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, Allah's benevolence, grace and mercy, he instructs the angel, write down these servants under those people who are وَذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَاكِرَاتٍ, who remember Allah Jalla wa'ala abundantly. We do little bit, and Allah says, you have done so much, I appreciate it. Allah gave us this whole world and all His bounties and favors and blessed us with Iman and Islam. But what does Allah say regarding the glitter glamour of this world? قُلْ مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ, all the provision and goods and so forth of this world is very, very little compared to paradise and the bounties, favors of paradise. There is no comparison between the two. So we must analyze, do some self-analysis, self-introspection. Are we really making zikr? If there's no zikr in our life, we're only nourishing our physical body. We're not nourishing our spiritual body. Therefore, there are so many fights and arguments. أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ الشَّيْطَانِ, those are the people who belong to Satan's party, Lucifer's party, Shaitan's party. If you belong to Shaitan's party, Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, when he went to Iran and then he saw in Kashan what these kuffar Shias have done, so that they have made a shrine and a mazar for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. That person's name, Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper, he was killed in Medina and dispatched to Jahannam. But the Shias must show their mentality. So they called him Shuja'ud-Din. You did a great action. You murdered and killed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an. Because of their hatred for Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, Allah forbid, Allahu billah. So he said that now I won't call them Hizbullah. Those people there in Lebanon, I'll call them Hizbu Shaitan. You see that? It's all well documented. You can go read it. أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ الشَّيْطَانِ, أَلَا, behold, إِنَّ حِزْبَ الشَّيْطَانِ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, verily the party of Satan, Lucifer, those people who belong to the Zionists, those people who belong to the communist socialists, those people who belong to democracy, capitalism, secularism, whole lot of them are حِزْبُ الشَّيْطَانِ. هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, they are the failures, they are the losers. They will never be successful in the year after. Allah Jalla Wala mentions a rule, and it applies to everybody for all times, all places, all circumstances. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحَادُّونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, verily those people who are opposing, who will oppose Almighty Allah, they are against the Quran Sharif, وَرَسُولَهُ, they're against Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like the Jutlas, like Trump and all these haramis put together, like the Arabs there, the rulers, you see that? They say this Islamic law is outdated. We want modern law, modern constitution. Bring bikini beaches in Jeddah. Bring sanamas in Makkah, Medina. Bring all the musical extravaganza there in Jeddah and Riyadh. And bring, remember, the gays and the prostitutes and everybody. So, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحَادُّونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, verily those people who oppose Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam regarding the Quran Sharif, regarding the Sunnah Mubarakah, regarding the Sharia, أُولَٰئِكَ فِي الْأَذَلِّينَ. They will be the most humiliated disgrace. MBS. Who can give him honor when Allah has disgraced him? Chapter 22, verse number 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. Whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates, then none can give him honor. Let him go now to America. Today is Tuesday. So next week he'll be going 18th, you see that, of November. And they, inshallah, I hope, the protesters will come in their hundreds and thousands and say that MBS Murtad bin Shaitan, Najdis, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make dua for them, you see that. They try and spin that hadith, but they can't come right, you must remember that. And thereafter, you must ask him who murdered and killed Jamal Khashoggi. So who murdered thousands of people in Yemen and so forth? Why are there so many people in the Saudi prisons and dungeons and so forth, in jails and so forth? So that is how we have to name them, shame them, and nail them. Fil adhalleen. May all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us and make us from Ashabul Jannah. The people will go directly into Jannat al-Firdaus and we enjoy Na'imiha, all the bounties and favors of Jannah. Remember that. So that is through the grace, mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 20th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447, locally, nationally, and we present to you local, national, international, global news, views and interviews. Gaza genocide continues. Yesterday the Jutlas, the Israeli diaper force, and the biggest haramis and the most cursed nation, the baby killers, and guilty of genocide and their war criminals, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity. They killed two people. So since the so-called ceasefire, more than 260 people in Gaza have been martyred and killed by this apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. So imagine the whole world saw that the Israeli Defense Force, their biggest lawyer, how she leaked everything, that what happened there in Sidi Timam, you see that, they are a big prison, notorious prison, where they torture, where they persecute, where they rape the Palestinians, male and female, and so forth and so on. So Bibi Netanyahu, the harami, the war criminal, says, no, fabricated news. So I sent it out yesterday, you must remember that. That is humiliation. Fi dunya wal akhirah. He's a serial liar, remember that. His own people, yesterday when he was giving lecture, they walked away and told him, you're talking nonsense and lies and so forth as usual. So therefore, America 100% accomplice in this genocide. And they want now the people to support these war criminals and so forth. So Syria will join the Abrahamic Accord. It seems like that. You must remember Julani, the first Syrian leader to enter the White House. You see that, for them they think it's a big honor. I went White House, what the hell, there's no honor in that. So remember this, that ask Clinton what he was doing there in the White House with Monica, the haramis. So all of them, they laid a sordid life, haramis, humiliated, disgraced Biden and Trump and all these haramis there. So they consider it an honor, you must remember, sellouts and traitors and so forth. So that is about Syria. Ben Gvir, listen to what he says, Minister of Security and so forth and so on. Shocking. He says if any Palestinian sends out messages on the cell phone and so forth, and it is against their interest and so forth, he can be arrested and will be arrested. So imagine there are 1 million people sending out messages. Israel is a rogue, apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime, Hitler's children. So what the hell can you do to us? You can't do anything, you harami. We're going to name you, shame you, and nail you till we die. You see, we will never forgive. We will never forget what you did. And your story about Holocaust is an all bunkum story. There's no 6 million. There's not even 1 million. You must remember that. Go look at your Jewish population in the 30s and go look at it in the 40s and see where the hell is 6 million and so forth. And it's all about anti-Semite. You go to hell. The Arabs are the true Semites, not you Jews who came from Uruguay and Poland and Warsaw and so forth and so on, and changed your name like Netanyahu, Setanyahu, and so forth. So your people's statements are not worth the paper on which is written. You must remember that. So that is how. And they said, the Haaretz says, any media that is in Israel, and they can be deported and they can be kicked out, even if the Attorney General did not give permission. You see that? So where the hell is the media? You don't allow the international media because you know you have committed genocide, ethnic cleansing, and crimes against humanity. You are the baby killers and war criminals. So German court have now started the court case against the Saudi doctor. You see, Christmas time it was, he drove his car into them. Six people were killed, and they say hundreds, 300 were injured and so forth. So yesterday the court case started and so forth. So let's see what happens there. Maybe there'll be some bribery, corruption with the Saudis if the guy is good with the royal family, with the Ali Saud, the Saudi dynasty, you see that? So you must remember that we make dua, Allahumma ahlik Ali Saud, kama ahlakta Ada wa Samud. Ya Allah, destroy and decimate this Ali Saud and this Kafir government there in Saudi Arabia, MBS, and there in Dubai and Abu Dhabi Emirates, MBZ. Allahumma ahlikum kama ahlakta Ada wa Samud, Murtad bin Zindiq, the MBZ there. So all shaitans, and they hate Islam. See, Trump's the thing away. I am the best president. I will do this. I will do that. He can't do anything. Humiliated, 40 days, 41 days have passed since the shutdown. Today again they will have voting and so forth. Some of the Democrats will be voting with the Republicans and so forth. But it's just a stopgap measure till the end of January, so people can have Thanksgiving, 27th of November, Thursday, then Christmas, and then New Year, and so forth. So it's nothing to do. They're all worried about their own pockets. So US, the various airlines, they had to cancel 3,300 flights. How many? 3,300 flights. So remember, you're going to America, it's better you postpone it or cancel your trip. That would be my advice. There in India, if you know Delhi is the capital, there you have the Jami Masjid, and then next to it you have the Lal Qila, the Red Fort. So car were going slowly, and the bomb exploded. 8 people killed, and more than 20 people injured. Some rickshaws, you know rickshaw, that three-wheel vehicle, you see, they call rickshaw. Yeah, what you call tuk-tuk, you must remember that. So some of them were burnt and so forth and so on. So still investigations going on. I can tell you from now, they will blame Pakistan. You must remember that Pakistani agents did this. You see, Allah taught us in the Noble Quran, chapter 5, verse 82, the last verse of the six Jews, six Supara. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will find now and in future, your worst enemies are the Jews. Allah didn't say Zionists. You get the simple Simon Muslim who doesn't even know how to read Quran properly looking inside. They will say, no, there's no problem with the Jews. The problem is with the Zionists. What is Allah telling us? Allah is telling us the Jews are your worst enemy. And وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and the mushriks, the idol worshippers, the cow worshippers, and the Hindus. But we don't say every Hindu, every Jew. Quran does not allow it. We say لَيْسُوا سَوَاءَ. But majority of them are our enemies. So therefore, they will blame everything on Pakistan. Now BBC, the head of BBC and the news department, they resigned, right? So Trump is trumpeting away that his lawyers already contacted BBC. Number one, you have to apologize. Number two, you have to withdraw all these statements. Number three, financial compensation, Trump says. You have hurt my image and you have caused me so much harm. So I'm suing you $1 billion. How's that? You see that? Trump worships money. Therefore, his best friends, these Arab leaders, think that Trump and America like them. They hate you bunch of morons and idiots. They only love your money, you see. تحبونهم ولا يحبونكم. You love them, but they hate you. They don't love you. They just love your oil and your money. But you are morons, so what can you expect? You see that? So that is what he says. $1 billion they must pay him for damages and compensation. Trump warns Nigeria, military action, because you are harming the Christians. Trump, how much harm has Israel caused? Leave the Muslims one side. The Arabs, they see there, who are Christians in Palestine, in Gaza, they demolish every church there. When they go to the Holy Sepulchre there in Jerusalem, these Jutlas, these settlers, these Haramis are spitting on them and so forth and so, and they're proud about it and so forth. So why you don't take action against them? And you Christians, you must remember, Zionists, where's your people's brains? Upstairs or downstairs? Israel hates you. The Jews hate you. They say Jesus, Allah forbid, is Ibn Zaniya. He's the son of a harlot. They curse Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha. They curse Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. And you Christians go and bootleg them. Shame on you. Look at Islam, how pure it is. We believe in every prophet and every messenger. Sayyidah Maryam is called Al-Batul, the one who moved away from a toxic society. She is called Maryam Al-Azra, Mary the Virgin, remember. I heard two myself on the radio 20 years ago, 25 years ago. He said, I heard this myself. He said, according to the Anglican Church, whether you believe Jesus was born miraculously or you say that his father was Joseph the carpenter, Yusuf Najjar, and mother Maryam Mary, by us all is acceptable. This is the height of blasphemy. We as Muslims, we must believe that he was born miraculously and not born on 25th December. That is another figment of imagination. That is winter in Palestine. And the Quran Sharif and the Bible tells us he was born in summer. They're taking you for a ride and fooling you, you Jews and Christians, you bunch of idiots. So you must start doing critical thinking and understand where is your natural home. Only Islam will give you that solace, that peace of mind, tranquility of heart, and success in this world and hereafter. Nicolas Sarkozy, he spent 3 weeks there in the prison, and now he was the president once upon a time. Made crazy laws against the Muslim women and so forth. Allah humiliated him, so they released him from prison. But it is pending the appeal, you see that. So 3 weeks he was there, so that is also big humiliation. The Hajj conference is going on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So yesterday the people who are there say that they spoke about the packages and how the nusuk will work, but they ill-prepared themselves. They say, no, 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 we'll inform you, and so forth and so on. So that is Saudis. You must remember, organized chaos, you must remember that. They will take instruction from the Jutlas that this is how you must treat the Hajis. You must impose taxes upon them. You must tell them you speak one word about Palestine. You speak one word against the Saudi regime, Wahhabi, Kafir, Najdi regime, we imprison you. That is your modern day Saudi since MBS is in power, the Pakka Murtad bin Shaitan. 31 inmates, you must remember, found hanging in Ecuador. That is there in South America. So when the guys went in, so where are the wardens, where are the prison guards and so forth? It's also one of the most corrupted places there in South America. Russia would love, you see. So today is day 1356. Putin is giving Ukraine such a hiding, and it's a proxy war, right? Russia is fighting, and that said Ukraine is fighting for America and Europe, and he alone is defeating them. Millions of people don't have power, energy, and so forth there in Ukraine, in Kiev, and so forth. Make special dua, O Ummah, for you must remember Sudan. 150 women just yesterday, day for yesterday, were raped. By who? By the RSF, the Rapid Support Force. And then financed by who? The UAE, the United Arab Emirates, MBZ, and so forth. Why? so they can get more and more gold. You must remember coming, smuggling into the Arab countries and Dubai and so forth. Why? So that the blockade against Israel. So now Yemen has fixed them up. You see that? They say, no, you can use the Port Sudan and so forth. You tell me these people are Muslims. I say, you can quote me anywhere. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِمْ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ مُرْتَدٌ أَيْذًا. You must remember, you got doubt regarding MBS and MBZ, and then you yourself become murtad. You must remember that all these facts are there, and don't come and tell me they don't know what is halal and haram and so forth. They all know, but they are God, semi-God, demigod, this Trump and the American tenpot dictators and so forth. Allah is going to humiliate them. Yesterday, write it down, O ulama, write it down, O students, because you are not taught these things in madrasa and darulun. So you must remember was the 10th of November yesterday. Today is the 11th of November. So on the 10th of November, so what happens? Write it down, Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota, and tell your Jinnats. 10th of November, 1938. That Kemal Ataturk, you see, he died. And when they went to bury him, the land and the sand did not accept him, remember that. They just put him in one marble box there and left him there to rot for hell. And he's dispatched to hell, the harami. So understand these things. This is the same thing going to happen to these characters. Yes, they make tawbah and repent publicly. That's a different issue. But otherwise, that what you do, sooner or later, you have to pay for it. You must remember that. So imagine that raping the women, killing the children, starvation, millions of people displaced in Sudan. Wa ilallah al-mushtaka. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Ya Allah, unto you we complain. There is no might and power except you. Ya Allah, decimate this Dubai and this Riyadh and all these Najdis and Wahhabis and Arab regimes who are imprisoning our people, raping our women. Ya Allah, you decimate them and destroy their oil fields and their wealth and so forth. South Africa, G20 banners removed there, you see, at NASREC and so forth. 60 head of states are expected. Lesufi, the premier of, you must remember, Gauteng, there is allegations made against him. He is a racist, that is anti-white and so forth and so on. So now we go to Zuma. So Zuma's daughter is in court also. Duduzila Zuma, you see, she incited the people. Then go and steal and do this and do that and so forth. So this is, you must remember, a big, big crime and big offense. So therefore, she has to face the music in court, as you say. That Feroz Kachalia, the acting minister of police, you must remember, we got other passengers there also, but anyway, he says that boys who are 8, 13 years old have been recruited by gangs there in Cape Town, or yeah, in Westbury, in Johannesburg and surroundings and so forth. Floods in Newcastle, Allah Ta'ala make easy for you, protect you. I see that the three agents, Flywell, TTW, and the other one, that World of Travel, so they work together now. So they told Sahuk members, come join us, you see that? And we can be a joint force. Now that's a strategic move to break Sahuk, you must remember. But we want Sahuk to pay the 48 million they got in their coffers and not run around here and there with the Haji's money as the public perception is of them and so forth. But that Gaitan McKenzie, the Minister of Sport, he says that 5 million rand for Bafana soccer and nothing for the cricket and nothing for rugby. Now you tell me a guy like this, is he fit to be? He's a jailbird, you must remember that. We got nothing to do with sports. We're looking at the justice angle. Hopeless, useless man. And remember, 11 to 12 will be today. It's Tuesday. So Tuesday will be Mufti Farhan Karani with Mohana Zahid, 8:30 to 9. 11 to 12 will be, inshallah, bless of marriage. And thereafter, 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Quran Sharif. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.